time, Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-37.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship, adrift on the sea. Of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. What's a song in this heart of mine? What's a smile on my face every time? 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose, may an elephant caress you with his toes, may your wife be black with runners in her hose. My laundry man is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us," and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're rosin' up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, when you don't fight, no child, no."
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. Dog, the line boss, he's a fool.
gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. Country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corners getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair, 'cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. Some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dough. Take it that he bought, 'cause I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Cole. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last day. About the time the jukebox broke, yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas. Ooh. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen. The country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about.
I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for me. Well, I see that you're since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Good evening. You're listening to Garage Radio, and my name's Joe. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you're having a good night. Well, great start to your week. It's that time at last where the world unites together to see who is the best at sliding around on ice. Yes, the Winter Olympics started last week here, and that's what we're going to be doing as a bit of a theme tonight for the show. I'll be playing some songs and, well, the theme of Olympics and a little bit of some international music along the way, so make sure you stick around. We'll be starting this set off with a group called The Olympians. They're off of Daftone Records, and they've got a real jazzy swing, you know, vibe to them. This is their track, Neptune. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still thriving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns. And thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Distance. That was Cake there, their iconic track. We started things off with a jazz group actually coming out of Portugal by the name of The Olympians. That was their song Neptune. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's the Winter Olympics, and so that's what we're doing as a theme tonight for the show is songs in the spirit of Olympics, and we'll have some international music scattered along the way. Coming up, I got a track from an American folk artist by the name of Jess Wells. So make sure you stick around for that. Also have a Finnish punk rock group called Glamidia on the way, so stay tuned. But up first, with the Olympics being held in Milan, Italy, I'd actually caught the opening ceremony, and they played a song in it that I absolutely adore, just sort of the concept of and the thought to it. Italian artist Adriano Celentano. Back in the 70s, there was sort of an influx of American rock and pop music flooding into Europe, and a lot of artists started trying to copy the American rock and roll sound, and actually doing songs in English that were just gibberish. And Mr. Adriano there decided that he was going to write a hit pop song that was entirely gibberish, but is what American English sounds like to non-English speakers. And I just think that's a really interesting concept. So this is Andrea Celentano's song, Chris San Sicono San Cielogo, which all of it is nonsense. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
geriatric, narcissistic, oligarch Olympics, and I got a front row seat. The bank owns the car, we rent the house, but at least we paid for the street. It's the big bitchin' bona fide baby boomer boss battle end of 24. I just woke up in the 90s. Too bad I woke up poor. It's the AARP buy a gold JG Wentworth Super Bowl, and the parents are out of the way. So you got a lot of explaining to do for why you ain't got a Roth IRA. It won't be long till the finale, singing Hotel California in the holy eternal choir. For giving us such amazing music, we could almost forgive you for a situation this damn dire. Narcissistic oligarch Olympics, and we've all got a front row seat. As long as I can use the Wi-Fi, as long as I ain't got a thing.
American folk artist Jess Wells there with his song The Olympics. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and while doing a little special for the Winter Olympics tonight, playing songs in the theme of Olympians, as well as some international music, in which that's what we're going to be going into in this next set. I have a Japanese artist lined up by the name of Shintaro Sakamoto, and this is his song, I Don't Know What's Normal.
And と悟空のやつ昔と全然変わんないみたいに自然だなあ。
Thank you.
Japanese artist Shintaro Sakamoto there with his song I Don't Know What's Normal. You've been listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you like the music I've been playing. I got a lot more tunes in store coming up right after these quick messages, so don't go anywhere. Keep tuned in here. Garage Radio.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up wipette. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Say my love for you don't know how real it feels. All I want to do is to spend some time with you so I can hold you, hold you. Your sister says that
oligarchies promote huge economic inequality and tend to support authoritarianism.